Absolutely. It's okay. The best place to start.
That is. Always. In the name of the Father.
And of the Son and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you and we praise you for coming together to be part of your new evangelization through St. Gabriel Radio. We ask you to continue to pour out your Holy Spirit, not only upon all who work here, but on every one of our listeners, all those who have called to be blessed by your Spirit and inspired by your Word. Pour forth in a special way your grace upon all those who are with us today in this hour. Make us open to the promptings of your Holy Spirit. We ask this always through Our Lady, who is the mediatrix of all grace, as we pray together. Join us. Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All our patron saints and angels, pray for us. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit. Amen.
That was beautiful. Thank you so much. And that is what you get here on St. Gabriel Radio. That's right. We are here at the Fall Spirit Drive, and we are asking you, our listeners, to support us. Join us with a gift. That's right. We're looking for sustaining memberships, $20 or more per month. And if you have a sustaining membership, you can increase your monthly gift, and you will receive the Most Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo, which is a DVD. Beautiful. You will also receive that if you start a business membership, $60 a month for over 100 mentions a year. Or if you give a leadership gift of $1,000 or more. In addition to the DVD, when giving your leadership gift, you will receive an El Divino Nino statue. 7-inch white resin statue. It's beautiful. It's a replica of the statue that Mother Angelica had made for the piazza at the Shrine of the Most Blessed Sacrament in Hanceville, Alabama. Additionally, call in 614-459-4820 because you will be entered into a raffle for Our Lady of Fatima statue or two OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game. Can't beat either of those. And you will be entered just with a phone call. I want to hear the phones ringing. We are asking you for two people in the next 5 minutes to call in. Your gift is doubled. It's a dollar for dollar match until noon today. We only have 56 minutes. That's right. We are coming down to the wire and we want to hit our goals. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. And we have an angel update from Kim, our angel.
Yes. So we received a call from Christopher, and he's a parishioner at St. Joseph Cathedral in downtown Columbus. And he said, you know, there's too many reasons to list why he just loves this radio station.
I agree with him.
And we're so happy, as I say, to have him on our team. And you need to join the team as well. So pick up your phone, or while you're driving, pull over to a safe spot and call 614-459-4820. Or get on the World Wide Web at stgabrielradio.com.
That's right, because we need you. This station does not exist without your support. It does not exist. It cannot reach the folks that need to hear these messages the most. In a world starved of faith, that's what St. Gabriel is offering, faith, love, and hope. Call 614-459-4820 or go online to stgabrielradio.com. So, sister, I have a question.
Yes.
Would you like to offer up any challenges or gifts in support of something, anything that you find would be helpful?
Well, I would just say to all of our listeners, the Lord needs us to be bold. The Lord needs us to be bold supporters of the gospel going forth. And this is absolutely, getting behind St. Gabriel Radio would be a wonderful way to do that locally, to support the folks in our parishes and our schools, our young people. The time is over for shyness. The urgency of catechesis is here. We're aware of that in so many deep ways. So it's really time to get behind those who are already involved in the new evangelization and help them continue God's work. And that's what your support here today will do for St. Gabriel Radio.
That's right. And you know what I love about St. Gabriel Radio is that it doesn't matter where I am, I can listen to it. I can be in my car. I can be sitting in front of my computer. Yesterday, my husband and I were sitting at the dining room table listening to clips on the computer because on at stgabrielradio.com, there's actually an archive of the show. So if you miss something or you like a show, you can go on there and listen to it as well.
I have to say the sisters actually have done that quite often.
Yeah.
we particularly love the Dominican Dimensions.
Yeah. Well, that is a very good show, I must say, and full of truth and learning. And so those types of programs can't be brought to our audience in that way without your support. So please call 614-459-4820. I need two people in the next 4 minutes to call right now and participate in our spirit drive. And what we do here at St. Gabriel Radio is offer a place for people to go, to yes. learn, to be comforted. And someone said to me one day, you know, Mass is wonderful, but it's once a week mm-hmm. for most people, yes. working people. Not yes. everyone can go every day. And so this offers a way to grow in our faith when we're not in church.
Absolutely. And I also love the fact that radio is equally available to all people.
You're right.
You know, there's a certain equality that's present when the radio reaches people. It really doesn't matter what their job is, who they know. It's available equally to all the time, as well as online. And that's an incredible reach. I have to think that God intended His Word to have that kind of reach.
I know. He's living in our times. He's breathing life into these times yes. through the media.
Yes. And also, I think sometimes we forget how powerful the Word is. You know, when God became flesh, He intended to be the Word made flesh. So there's a certain very real way. We even saw this in John Paul II's life, you know, the theater right. of the Word. He intended His gospel to be communicated through real people, often live people, person-to-person contact, proclaiming the gospel. And the radio does that in a unique way today.
It does. And so that is why we need you to call 614-459-4820. I want to hear the phones ringing, and we are going to go to a clip. Dr. Scott Hahn, The Gift of Salvation from Faith Alive. Be back
with
you.
The Trinity is the only God that exists. The Trinity is the only thing God eternally is. He's not an eternal creator. He's not an eternal redeemer. Who He is explains what He does. Because the Blessed Trinity is the only thing that explains everything. Everything else that God does is for the purpose of revealing who He is. But not just so that we have more factual information, so that we can enter into the interpersonal bond of a covenant family, not just with Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. The God of our fathers used Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob to unveil the mystery of God the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. But only after the Lord, who's our shepherd, became the Lamb of God to take away the sins of the world. When we come to understand this better, we understand what it means for us to be redeemed, what it means for us to believe the gift of salvation. Because salvation is no longer primarily a negative attitude about what we were saved from. We were saved from hell. We were saved from damnation. We were saved from sin and guilt and condemnation. Don't get me wrong, if that's all the gospel was, that would still be good news, but it's not primarily what we're saved from, it's what we're saved for. Because when we look at the Blessed Trinity, why does it take three persons to save one? And why does the second person have to enter into solidarity with sinners and suffer and die? Couldn't He simply forgive us like Allah does? Yes, if all we wanted were acquitted criminals, forgiven sinners. But the reason why the Father sent the Son to give us the Spirit of sonship, as Paul says in Romans 8 and Galatians 4, was to help us to cry out, Abba, Father. Abba, Father, is an expression that Jesus alone first used in relation to God in the Garden of Gethsemane. It's like Papa. It's like Daddy. Devout Jews, even the high priest, not even Moses, addressed the God of our fathers that way. Not until the Father sent the Son to give us the Spirit of sonship could we discover a love that goes beyond mom and dad, a love that goes beyond husband and wife. No bride and groom, no mom and dad, nobody has ever experienced the love, not only that God has, but the love who God is. And this is the only God that is. And this is the only reason he made us. And this is the only thing that explains everything that he allows in our lives. As we read in Hebrews 5, though a son, he learned obedience through what he suffered. Because it's one thing to observe all of the laws of the Quran. It's one thing to enforce and establish Sharia. It was one thing in the Old Testament for the Jews to observe 613 commandments that constituted the Torah. But what happens when we move from the old to the new? We move from servant to son. We move from the Lord to Abba. We move from a motivation that is rooted in the fear of being punished and cursed in the covenant to a motivation now that is rooted in the Holy Spirit poured into our hearts that enable us to cry, Abba, Father, because though we still have the fear of the Lord, which is the beginning of wisdom, the fear that we have is not the fear of employees or slaves who are afraid of getting caught and punished. It's the fear of sons and daughters who fear offending God. God hates sin because he loves us. He hates mortal sin especially because when we commit mortal sin, we commit spiritual suicide. We snuff out the life that is divine in our souls. More than a bullet to the brain, we lose the most valuable gift of life that God can give. The Father sent the Son to give us the Spirit. It takes three persons to save one human because what salvation is not primarily what we're saved from, but what we're saved for. Divine adoption. Being made partakers of the divine nature. 2 Peter 1:4. I remember years ago, a fellow on Word FM, the evangelical Protestant station in Pittsburgh, near where I lived in Steubenville, was doing what we call Catholic bashing. And a bunch of people called him and asked him to invite me to debate him. And so he called me and said, would you like to debate? And I said, no, but I'm willing to dialogue. And he said, well, whatever. No, it's dialogue. As brothers in Christ, we have more in common than where we differ. We just tend to obsess over our differences instead of focusing on our common ground. He said, okay, fine. Will you come? And so I said, only if you allow me to buy you lunch before the show. So I did. And he was a pastor before he was a radio personality. And so I asked him about his experience. And then he asked me about mine. And I told him about my parish and my congregation. We'd gone to similar seminaries and all the rest. And so then all of a sudden I asked him about his kids. And out came the photos. He asked me about mine. And 2.5 hours later, we've become brothers in Christ and good friends. Then he looks at his watch and he realizes it's 19 minutes before the show starts. We had to pay the bill and scramble. When we got up there, the show began. And near the end of the show, I said, you know, so the fact is we share so much in common, believing in Jesus, God is the Father, the Bible as well. It's just that salvation is more than being forgiven from our sin. And he's like, what? And to make a long story short, I said, Don, you know, picture a fellow on death row. He's guilty of some really bad crimes, but even more, he's terminally ill with this disease for which there is no cure. And he's exhausted all of his resources, but the fact is he's an orphan, he's a debtor. The only people who want to see him are the creditors that he owes money to. So on the way to the cell where he's going to get the lethal injection, he hears the phone ring, he picks it up, and the governor says, I've granted you a pardon, you've been forgiven. I said, that would be good news, but it wouldn't be great, Don, because the fact is, you know, he's now free to go off and die from the terminal illness that affects him while his creditors try to get him paying his debts. But I said, suppose the governor went on to say, not only have I issued you a pardon, but I've also found a doctor who's found the cure, and when you get outside the prison yard, you'll see that white limo. The doctor will step out, give you the cure for your terminal illness, and then you'll sign that white paper and get in the white car because I've also filled out adoption papers. You're now being brought home into my own family. I said, that's what I would call great news. That's the gospel according to the Catholic faith, Don. And he said, well, who could disagree with that? I said, the fact is, you don't disagree with it if you read the New Testament, but you don't ever hear that from non-Catholics. He said, you're right. He said, to be honest, Scott, I don't even hear it very much from Catholics.
Well,
I had to admit he's right.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Catholic Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I am here in studio with Sister John Paul. And we are here listening to some clips and asking you, our audience, for your support. We need two people. That's right. Two people to call in the next 5 minutes. And you are going to have a dollar for dollar match. Your gift is doubled until noon. And here's what we ask. We ask that you give a support in any amount, and then also consider doing a sustaining membership. That's $20 or more per month. You can increase your sustaining membership, or you can become a new sustaining member. Call right now, 614-459-4820 or go online at stgabrielradio.com. I think the talking is getting a little jumbled. And so we need you before I lose it here. Call right now, 614-459-4820. Now, sister, let's talk about this clip from Dr. Scott Hahn. It was really powerful.
It was powerful. I just love how Scott said at the end when he was talking about his experience with Don that this is great news. And the gospel is truly great news. And first of all, I want our listeners to really take a moment and realize that St. Gabriel is what puts forward this great news to so many people today. And we really do need to get behind hearing this great news reach people. I loved what Scott Hahn had to say about the gift of salvation. And he kind of challenged us in a certain sense. He said, you know, they're not even hearing sometimes this witness to this great news and this recognition of the gift of salvation by Catholics today. And I think St. Gabriel helps equip us to preach that good news. Scott drilled in on talking about this gift of salvation as not about something we were just saved from sin, but saved for.
That's right. It's beautiful to think of it that way.
Think about it. And saved for what? And I think we have to ask ourselves, well, what am I saved for? We're saved to become the sons and daughters of God, the adopted sons and daughters of God who can cry out, Abba, Father. We're saved for actually eternal life, the glory of living as God's image on earth now and not having to wait. This is the hope that we need to hear.
It is the hope, and that's what St. Gabriel Radio offers our audience. That's right, you, our audience, we're asking you to participate right now in the Fall Spirit Drive. Call 614-459-4820, and Kim has an update, our angel. Welcome, Kim.
Oh, thank you. We did receive a call from Fred from St. Matthias Parish, and he is giving a gift to the radio station. So we want all of you to join in on what Fred is doing and give us a call. Our volunteers are waiting. Fred said that he enjoys listening to Father Ricardo. And he said, you know, St. Gabriel Catholic Radio is so much better than secular radio. And he's exactly right. You know, like Sister said, you know, this is the time to be bold. Be bold about your faith. Be bold about, you know, believing in Christ Jesus and, you know, become a team member.
That's
on
right.
St. Gabriel Catholic
Thank
Radio.
You.
That's
Thank right. you for Thank that you, Fred. Gift. We appreciate all gifts today. And we have another one that just came flying in here.
Yes. And this is a gift from Andrea. And she went online. You can go online and donate as well. And she is at St. Patrick in Columbus.
Thank you, Andrea.
And
Thank
she you, said, Andrea. You know, her favorite shows are Dominican Dimensions, Father Ricardo, yep. and Daily Mass, and Father Larry Richards. And it's great. I love to listen to Daily Mass when I'm getting started with my day at you know, in the morning or afternoon. I can listen to it even if I'm not able to get there. But just to kind of hear the word, you know, in the midst of my day to just kind of reflect and, you know, see how I'm going to carry that out throughout the day and, you know, be a witness and be that light, you know, to people.
Be the light.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
to be that light to
right.
people. So get on the phone. Give us a call at 614-459-4820. Or again, get online and donate there as well.
Right.
At St. Gabriel
Radio.com. And guess what? We need you. Don't wait. The Holy Spirit's speaking. We know it. Two of you call right now in the next 5 minutes. We appreciate it. Call 614-459-4820. Now, I have just been joined in studio by Bethany. from St. Mary of Groveport. Yes. Welcome.
Thank you so much for having me.
And Bethany is here to share her testimony with us.
Yes.
And just came into the church.
Yes.
Easter 2018. Oh, welcome.
Thank you so much. I'm so excited.
Oh, I love baby Catholics. They're so much fun.
I love this baby Catholic term. It's so funny. I love it.
I love it. So tell us, how did you begin listening to AM 820 and what role did that play
okay,
for you?
So during the RCIA process, I started listening in, you know, the fall and winter months during that, you know, early, you know, just process of trying to figure out what this was about. And as, you know, I went through more of the formation, I started listening heavily. I just, I needed that knowledge base to really develop a loving relationship with Christ, and I couldn't get enough.
And once you start, you can't.
Yes.
Right.
Yes.
Which is why we have to stay on the air here. So I'm reminding you, we are at the Spirit Drive. So don't hesitate to call because we only have 40 minutes left.
What is
Oh, my goodness.
Say, right.
That's right.
You can't believe unless you hear.
That's right.
Right.
Right. And so as you learned more and more, how did St. Gabriel Radio impact your faith?
Oh, how did it not impact my faith? My goodness. So I'm a mother, and I sort of took to St. Gabriel Radio with like a twofold mission. I wanted to get that knowledge base, you know, build it up, become a stronger Catholic. But I also wanted to, you know, grow in my vocation as a mother. And St. Gabriel has helped me so much through the programs, you know, to from listening to, I love Dominican Dimensions. I love our Dominican priests.
I love them
so much. I love like that lightheartedness. I love a mother's moment. Mm-hmm. Like I can get into the archives and listen to those whenever I'm having a struggle throughout the day.
That's a really beautiful thing to tell other listeners. You know, moms out there in these archives, anyone out there, really, you're struggling with something, go to the St. Gabriel Radio website, mm-hmm. stgabrielradio.com. All of the shows are archived.
Yes.
It's there for you at any moment. You don't have to wait for it to come on the next day. You can listen right now. And none of this is possible without your support. That's right. So call right now, 614-459-4820. So tell me this. I'm curious, before you became Catholic, were you in a faith or no faith? Or
No, I wasn't raised with any particular like orientation. It was when I had my son that it was like a light bulb. There had to be something more. I had something more in my arms. And I, you know, I knew to be that model of a good Christian family. You know, I had to go through RCIA. It was an easy decision.
But it's so interesting because, you know, with births of children, mm-hmm. I find that's a moment in a mother's life where you experience the miracle of life.
Yes.
And when you experience that, it changes everything.
Everything. There's no going back.
There's no going back. And God was calling you.
Oh, my goodness. In so many ways. Yes. It was a non-decision. I knew it instantly.
Instantly.
Yes.
That's so beautiful.
Thanks.
And so as you have become Catholic now, what would you say to our listeners? What challenge would you have for our listeners?
So is it okay if I give a challenge to mothers?
Absolutely.
Okay. I know that there are so many mothers out there who are in difficult, challenging seasons of life, whether you've got young toddlers or you're in the season of teenage years, which is something all its own, or, you know, maybe your children are grown and you're missing them. I feel like we're in such an information era. There's so much to learn from articles and books, and it's overload. I think that I want to challenge mothers to turn inward to their faith because, you know, we were called for this. We were made for this vocation, and you can only take in so much information before you turn inward to Christ. That's the foundation. That's why you were made to be paired with your child or children.
Right. So ask Jesus, ask God, turn to Mother Mary. I always look at Mother Mary as the example, a mom. She tells us everything we need to know.
Yes.
In her life as a mother. And she suffered through everything a mother can suffer from. I mean, it's like amazing because she lived this life and as an example to us. And all we need to do is look to her.
And I have to, to say, there are days when you strive for a heart like Mary, and there are days when you just strive for the smallest iota of grace that you can possibly get. And it's okay to have both of those days, and I feel like this has been a beautiful ministry for me to experience the highs and the lows of both of those, you know.
It is.
States
That's motherhood.
Of motherhood, yes.
And sister, you were going to say?
I'm privileged to be sitting next to Bethany at the moment, and appreciating the beauty of her witness to her motherly vocation and also appreciating St. Gabriel in creating this moment. But what I'm reminded of in Bethany's witness to Jesus is that this Marian receptivity to God's word, and that you experienced that in a very particular way with the birth of your first child. And but at the same time, this is meant for all of us. This Marian receptivity to faith and to the word is a gift and a witness that all of us are called to.
That's right. And we hear it every day here on St. Gabriel Radio. And we are here at the Fall Spirit Drive bringing you this beautiful testimony, these wonderful clips. And we want you to participate in supporting St. Gabriel Radio because we can't survive without you. We need you to call right now, 614-459-4820. I need two callers in the next 5 minutes. And we need sustaining memberships. They are the lifeblood of the station, $20 or more per month. You will receive the Holy Rosary by Father John Ricardo. It's a DVD. Also, anyone who calls in, you're entered into a raffle for Our Lady of Fatima statue, which is beautiful, or two OSU football tickets to November 3rd's Nebraska game. And guess what? You probably have about a half an hour to call in to get entered into that raffle because we're going to have to pull those names and make those announcements here in the next 30 minutes. So don't hesitate. Pick up the phone and support us here. This programming, as you can hear from this testimony, has been so important.
And I want to go back to something that Bethany said. She said as she was pursuing this grace and going into RCIA and so forth, she started listening more heavily. She started listening more to St. Gabriel Radio. And I think that's a call to everyone listening at this moment is who is out there who may actually enter the church by the grace of listening to St. Gabriel's Radio. And wouldn't we want to be part of that support to make that happen? We don't even want to think about what would happen if St. Gabriel wasn't here nurturing and caring for these vocations and these new converts. We need this now in the new evangelization.
We absolutely do. And I think in the next half hour, let's give an honor of mothers. Mm. Mothers we know, mothers we love, mothers who have changed our lives. Let's give an honor of the mothers amongst us because it's truly a call and it is truly a ministry. But call right now with that in mind. Call 614-459-4820. Thank you, Bethany, for coming here and sharing with us today. And we are going to go to a quick break and then we will be right back with you.
This is Gloria Purvis, host of Morning Glory. Gosh, I wish they had Catholic radio when I was growing up. It would have been a source for me to learn more about the faith. Thanks to EWTN, our program is provided free of charge, but there are many other expenses that must be paid locally to keep it on air. When you pledge your support, you make it possible for this station to carry programs like Morning Glory every morning. No matter the amount, your gift works to make a difference for you, for others, and for the future of Catholic radio. Prayerfully consider making a gift right now.
Rob Ernie, personal injury attorney in Columbus. Auto, motorcycle, and trucking accidents, serving the Catholic community's legal needs. Online at ohioinjurylaw.com.
Nothing will make your home feel more fresh and clean than new carpet from Evans Carpet Junkyard. Superb selections of quality carpet, remnants, and flooring, all at prices you never thought you'd see again. And they're all waiting for you at Evans Carpet Junkyard. Come visit Evans' spacious 20,000 square foot facility at 665 North Hague Avenue, off of 70 West, and browse through their large in-stock inventory. Shop 9:30 to 5:30 weekdays and 10 to 2 on Saturdays. Call Evans today at 272-5630. Evans Carpet Junkyard, quality carpet at junkyard prices.
Is your healthcare premium making you sick? There is a solution. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, you could save up to 60%. With the Pro-Life Health Plan, you will enjoy the freedom of choosing any doctor, any hospital, anywhere. Enrollment available year-round. Start saving now by going online to iSellHealth.com. That's iSellHealth.com.
John Gerlach and Company, CPAs, serving tax, accounting, and audit needs for businesses and individuals since 1945. Online at johngerlach.com. That's Gerlach, G-E-R-L-A-C-H.
You awake my love. You renew my strength. You restore my heart. Welcome Welcome back. We are here at the St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive, and we are in the last 30 minutes. That's right, the last 30 minutes. You only have 30 minutes for a dollar-for-dollar match for your gifts. And we just heard testimony from a beautiful young mother. And we have a challenge out there. Give in honor of mothers who have changed your lives. Give in honor of mothers who love you. Give in honors of spiritual mothers.
And even Our Lady today, on a Saturday dedicated to Our Lady, give in honor of Our Lady and what she's done for you in your life.
That's, and it's a beautiful offering for a mom who often feels like it's a job unrecognized, right?
So many hidden sacrifices with our mothers.
That's right. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820. I need two people in the next 5 minutes. And I know you're out there, and I know the Holy Spirit is calling you. And we want to talk to you. Give any gift, any amount in support of St. Gabriel Radio. We appreciate all gifts. Give and become a sustaining member. That's $20 or more per month. You will receive Father John Ricardo's The Most Holy Rosary. Give a leadership gift, $1,000 or more. You will receive that DVD as well as the El Divino Nino statue, which is a beautiful child Christ statue. And in addition to that, You are supporting this beautiful messaging out into the airwaves of Central Ohio. Right now, we have one line open. There is only one line open, and you need to call. Call 614-459-4820. Now we are going to go to a clip from Father John Ricardo on the virtue of hope.
Benedict goes so far in his encyclical to say that anyone who does not know God ultimately has no hope. That's a strong statement. Anyone who does not know God ultimately has no hope. The Catechism defines hope as the theological virtue by which we desire the kingdom of heaven and eternal life as our happiness, placing our trust in God's promises and not relying on our own strength, but on the help of the grace of the Holy Spirit. The virtue of hope, Catechism says, corresponds to the aspiration to happiness which God has placed in the heart of every man. We're going to unpack this a little bit as we go through some of what Benedict says. See if this is you and me. It keeps us from discouragement. It sustains us in times of abandonment. It opens up our heart in expectation of eternal beatitude. It is a weapon that protects us in the struggle of salvation. It affords us joy even under trial. It is the confident expectation of divine blessing and the beatific vision of God. There's a huge series of books that I have on my bookshelf, which I pick off when I'm bored, called The Theological Dictionary of the New Testament. It's just picking apart all the words that we find in the New Testament in Greek. This little gem of a series further adds these meanings. The Greek word carries with it the sense of expectation with the nuance of counting upon. I am relying on something here. I'm not crossing my fingers and hoping my son gets back from Baghdad. I am relying on something. Fixed on God, hope embraces three elements. First, an expectation of the future. An expectation of the future. Not a wishful thought about the future. Second, trust. And third, and this is, for some of us, this might be the most difficult part, I'm not sure, the patience of waiting. Furthermore, with hope, there is a certainty of trust in a divinely given future. It rests ultimately on the divine acts which God has done for us in Jesus. And together with faith, it makes up the essence of the Christian life and with love. But hope and faith, in a real way, constitute our existence now. Remember, faith, hope, and love, these three are the greatest, but in the end, only love, right? You don't need faith in heaven. Don't need hope in heaven. Only love. The greatest of these is love. But for here and now, in our day-to-day existence, faith and hope are of the utmost significance. Those who don't have faith and hope, going back to the Pope's comment, really have no reason to trust that anything good is coming, let alone something overwhelmingly good is coming. We see this in things like our own economy in the state or in the situation in politics oftentimes where we have to be optimistic, like things are going to get better. We're moving forward. And if you dare say anything against that, somehow you're speaking bad about what might happen. Well, the response to we're moving forward is, can you point me in any direction that would tell me why I should have a reason to trust that? Like, what are the reasons that we should confidently think we're moving forward? And maybe there are some. Great. What are they? As opposed to, we just got to think positive. Thinking positive won't do anything. I remember saying that to a woman I used to work with who had a son in Iraq. And I know what we mean when we say things like that, but we get careless. And as Christians, we have an obligation to show forth the virtue of hope to others and to say, you know what, I'm just thinking positively about him coming back. And then we're pretty well. I just said, what would that do? How about praying instead? Thinking positively somehow conjures up the image that I can control reality. We see this in all sorts of little New Age books and DVDs and tapes that you want to listen to out there. If you just think strongly enough about something, you're going to get it. Just kind of generate some positive energy. Stop generating negative energy. Start generating positive energy. Baloney! That won't do anything. Praying will do a lot. Try thinking positively before your, you know, organic chemistry test as a junior in high school or in college. Go into your exam, well, I'm thinking positively, and you sit there, oh, no, I'm not thinking positively anymore. That won't do anything. Well, you know, we see it so clearly in something like that. We'll apply it to the rest of life.
Welcome back to the St. Gabriel Radio AM 820 Fall Spirit Drive. I'm Angela Bonfant, and I'm here with Sister John Paul. And we have an update because folks have been calling during that clip. They've been calling 614-459-4820 to support St. Gabriel. Kim, our angel, is going to give us a quick update.
Okay, Chris called in, and he is with Our Lady of Perpetual Help. And he is a new bronze sustaining member.
Thank you, Chris. Oh, thank you, Chris. That's beautiful.
And he said this is honor of Fathers Dan and Jim. And he said that he listens to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio all day long. He came into the church in 2015. He gave up music, and he's all 100% St. Gabriel Catholic
what
Radio.
What happens? It's addictive. And then you start learning, and then you want more, and you want to go deeper. And that's why we're here, and that's why we need the support of our listeners today. Right?
Right. Exactly. And, you know, we can never, you know, downsize the power of prayer. We just had someone that called in and said, you know, how much they love and care for Father Olvera, and mm-hmm. to pray for our priests, pray for him, and pray for our priests.
Pray for our priests. Yes. Absolutely. Thank you for that reminder. You know, yes.
Prayer is, as I say, very efficacious, and you know, you don't have a copay.
It's
ask
free.
People to pray. It's free. And you know what? It just, it grows. It, once again, back to that multiplication, you know, prayer just, it just multiplies the gifts and the grace that Christ has for so many, so many people out
That's
there.
Right.
And we received a call from Kim, and she doesn't have a parish at this time. So, you know, maybe we can lift Kim up in prayer.
Let's lift Kim up right now.
To
yeah.
help her find a parish home. And she gave a gift to the station. And she says, blessings to Bethany and the whole family. And St. Gabriel has been such a blessing to her and her family.
Absolutely. And thank you for giving
you,
and prayers that you will find the parish that God
yes,
calls
your
you
spiritual
to.
Home.
Yes.
And Tom from St. Christopher's and also St. Patrick and St. Andrew. He maybe floats around a couple different places. And this is in honor of Tom and Jerry's Auto. So
awesome. Okay. Thank you. And there is a dollar for dollar match. And we have only a few minutes left this hour. So call right now. Call 614-459-4820 and become a sustaining membership. That's $20 or more per month, or give a gift in any amount. It all goes directly to the radio and it keeps us on the air. Call 614-459-4820. Now, sister, what would you like to say about that beautiful clip from Father John Ricardo?
First of all, I love that St. Gabriel Radio continues to put for us the virtues. This clip was dedicated to the virtue of hope, and that is absolutely something our world desperately needs right now. I loved how Father John Ricardo said, anyone who does not know God does not know hope.
I know.
And
powerful.
We can see the evidence of that. And mm-hmm. we can see those who do know God and who do hear his word know hope.
Yes.
They know hope. So Why do we need hope in our life? Father Ricardo made some points, comes to us from the Catechism, keeping us from discouragement, having this confident expectation of the Lord's blessing in our life. And don't we need that?
Oh my gosh, do we need that? It's almost like I look at sometimes at folks that don't have faith, and I have to remember many of them have been very, very wounded in their lives, yes, right? Yes. And that's made them lose their faith. And I look at how sad that is, because the hope that that gives you,
yes,
when you're going through a rough time, when something negative happens in your day, you don't lose hope. And you know that in all things are blessings, and that God, yes, will take everything and make it beautiful.
It's true. And one of the things I loved about this clip that was chosen for this last hour of our support for St. Gabriel Radio today is that it's a very good example of the catechesis that St. Gabriel Radio regularly offers its listeners. And we know that we've lost maybe two or three generations of folks in our country from catechesis not being offered with the power and the education that we need. And so particularly when we talk about the virtues and the theological virtues, one of them being hope, we know that this is something that God gives to all of us as power, as grace, to enable us to take part in this divine life. And it's so desperately needed that we have this awareness that grace is here to help us. Grace is here to lead us to the love of God and to live in that love of God. That is a powerful message. We need it every day of our life. And this is something that St. Gabriel Radio brings to us. And we're so grateful.
So blessed to have it. And we want to keep it alive here on the air. So call 614-459-4820 for a dollar-for-dollar match. Your gift is doubled until noon. We are 100% listener supported, and we need to hear from you. And our angel has an update.
Yes, we received a call from someone who wants to remain anonymous, a very generous gift. And her quote was, she just felt like she should tune in today. And
that's,
I call,
beautiful,
that a great prompting from the Holy Spirit, mm-hmm, for her to just tune in. And, you know, we pray that something that she's hearing is grasping and will just, you know, grow fruit and, you know, spread throughout her life and many, many more out there on who are listening on the air. So please give us a call. You still have time to call in. Make that donation. Become, like I said, part of the team and become a sustaining member at 614-459-4820 or online at www.stgabrielradio.com.
I'd like to make a challenge to anyone that's from St. Michael in Worthington who's listening today to come out and show your support for St. Gabriel Radio. I'd like to hear from St. Michael in Worthington.
That's right. And all you have to do is pick up the phone, call 614-459-4820, or go online to stgabrielradio.com. And I just want to mention that even though the Spirit Drive ends here in about 16 minutes, you can still give. You can give every day of the year to St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, because your gifts mean that we are able to get to offer this to a broader audience. We are now acquiring a station in Portsmouth, Ohio, FM 88.3. We are awaiting FCC approval, but we hope to be on the air in the Southern Ohio area by the end of the year. And that is beautiful.
That is wonderful.
And that is all because of you, our listeners. So call now, call 614-459-4820, because we want to hear from you. We want you to be part of the reason we are here. You'll be entered into a raffle for Our Lady of Fatima statue and also for two OSU football tickets to the November 3rd Nebraska game. So call right now, call 614-459-4820. And sister, is there anything else you'd like to say before Bill, our fearless leader, enters the studio?
I would like to remind us all of this, the hope that we have in Jesus Christ. You know, we heard from Scott Hahn regarding the gift of salvation, that we can call on God as our Father. And we heard from Father John Ricardo about this virtue of hope, that we can have confident expectation in God's life and grace in us and everlasting life to come. This is the greatest message that all of us need to hear daily, especially those who are in darkness, who have not yet had the light of Christ shine on them. And I ask everyone to remember that this is the mission of promoting the gospel. Everyone has the mission to join in of the mission of the church of proclaiming the gospel. And this is what St. Gabriel does.
And don't you think sometimes that is just being the light, the
it
encouragement?
Is. It is.
Be the light. And I find with St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, It lifts us to a place where we can be that light to others. In and of itself, it is the light to others.
A spiritual nourishment for ourselves and to empower us to bring Christ to others.
That's right. So we have an angel update.
We do.
You are calling and you are online. And I want to say thank you. And let's get started. Let's hear about it.
All right. So Marie from St. Edward the Confessor in Granville has given a great gift to the station.
Thank you, Marie.
And she said she volunteered this week. So she had a great time volunteering and says the ministry is... It's just been really great for her to be involved with. And also from Carol from St. Joan of Arc in Powell. And she said, anytime I listen, it's beneficial. And she just loves a lot of the great shows that are here that she's able to listen to on St. Gabriel Catholic
Radio.
Thank
you. Thank you. We want to say thank you to all of you who have already participated today and this week in the St. Gabriel Spirit Drive. But we are asking because we have about 14 minutes left and we want to hear from you. We have a dollar for dollar match right now until noon. So call 614-459-4820. Go online to stgabrielradio.com. We can't wait to talk to you. We can't wait to hear what you have to say. We want to know what you love about St. Gabriel Radio. We want you to give in honor of mothers. We want you to give in honor of Our Lady. And a challenge goes out to what parish?
St. Michael's.
That's right.
In Worthington. Love to hear from you.
That's right. So we want to hear from you. Call right now. Call 614-459-4820. What else should we know about virtue while we're sitting here?
Well, there's so much to know about virtue. In particular, though, we know there's been a great renewal in the church, understanding our vocation, our universal call to holiness. And we know that the way to happiness, as understood by the gospel, really is the way of virtue. And this is something that Christ shows us by his own life. And on a side note, I have come to love and appreciate St. Gabriel Radio in so many ways, in particular in the ways in which the St. Gabriel supports local ministries, local apostolates, and in particular for our community, the Dominican Sisters of Mary, Mother of the Eucharist. They've done a wonderful job helping us share our message of educating in virtue.
And that is what St. Gabriel Radio is all about, as Bill has entered the studio.
Hi, Bill.
And it looks like you have something
great
to say.
To see these smiling faces. What a great morning it is here in Central Ohio. It's going to be a nice, cool day. Football is in the air. Phone lines are open for a few more minutes. This has been a great drive. I just wanted to thank each and every one of you that are contributing to St. Gabriel Radio with your treasure or with your prayers. We feel the prayers palpably here in our studio day to day, and we know that comes from you. And it comes from the grace of God. So we want to thank you. We want to thank all of our sustaining members, all of our leadership givers, our board of directors, our staff members. We want to thank all of our priests and religious who've given us such a great example. I know during this time of a lot of confusion and bad news that I think the evil one is turning a little trick on us all, that he's asking us to trust each other less. When we see each other, the first thing he wants us to think is that I can't trust you. We can trust each other. We can develop virtue. We should assume virtue like the child Jesus and the people that we meet. So today, everybody that you meet, trust them, love them, give generously, give them a great smile, and if they're in your home, give them a wonderful hug. Mm. This is a beautiful community. Continue to build up each other. Is there anybody else that I'm missing and thanking? I'm sure there is. For all those that are associated with this ministry, those that are associated in their own lay apostolate that are trying to get things started, Central Ohio is on fire for the Holy Spirit.
Yes, thank God.
God has anointed this community to bring forth a renewal of faith. So continue to answer those calls. But God bless you.
Thank you, Bill. This has been a beautiful spirit drive. And it looks like you have a couple of
things. I had some business work to do here.
Yeah.
So we have a raffle, a random raffle. And we had some of our volunteers pick these winners. So Our Lady of Fatima statue. And Our Lady of Fatima is looking over our studio right now. Mm-hmm. Beautiful gold crown, holding her rosary. And our winner of our statue, for those who called in during the drive, is Pat and Marie Sergio. Pat and Marie Sergio.
Congratulations.
The winner of Our Lady of Fatima statue of our current sustaining members. Our current sustaining members, of course, are the other huge reason why you're listening to Catholic Radio right now as a listener-supported station is Don Posty.
Don Posty.
Don is also, by the way, a board member, but he has been a faithful supporter, as so many of you have been. And then the last raffle is for Ohio State University tickets on November the 3rd against Nebraska. And the winner of those tickets are Andy and Jane Phillips. Andy and Jane Phillips.
Congratulations. Fantastic. Fantastic. So here we are in the last 10 minutes, actually 9 minutes of the St. Gabriel Radio Spirit Drive, and we are calling you. We are asking you to step up and support the radio station. That's right. We are 100% listener supported, and we need you. Dollar for dollar match until noon. Call 614-459-4820. Go online to stgabrielradio.com. And this programming is only made possible by your generosity. That's right, your generosity. And that's what God calls us to be, right? Generous.
That's right.
That's right. And to help others and to lift each other up. And that is what St. Gabriel Radio does. And in a time where we could be very discouraged in our faith at times, very discouraged at the world at large, we see our politicians fighting, we see just the terrorism in the world and so many things that could discourage us. And we need to know that God is here. God is with us. He's bigger than all of the discouragement in the world. And we give that message here on St. Gabriel Catholic Radio.
Absolutely. And for those of you who love the liturgical calendar, we are in the process of the novena leading up to actually St. Gabriel, the feast day of St. Gabriel and St. Michael. The power of God's presence among us is real, and also the protection and the power of the archangels. And St. Gabriel, in a special way, I have to think that the heaven is moving to defend its messengers so that the word of God will be heard. I just want to pick up on something that Bill shared. I love that he witnessed to the reality of God's anointing being poured out on this area. And I think those of us who are close to St. Gabriel Radio and close to the other good work that is happening in the area see that. And I know I myself have shared when people say, well, what's Columbus like? How's the church like? How's it? And I mentioned St. Gabriel Radio as an example of people who are responding to the work of the Holy Spirit in their lives, just mm-hmm. to simply proclaim Christ. And so what a joy to be with you, and what a joy to support St. Gabriel Radio.
It is, and we have 6 minutes left. 6 minutes for you to call 614-459-4820. And you know, when you said this area is anointed,
yes,
like when you think of yourself as anointed by God, mm-hmm. does that not lift you up? Like, you are that special, and you are listening right now because God wanted you to hear that. He wanted you to hear that message. You are one of his anointed ones.
And he wants to continue really anointing his people here to proclaim the gospel. And he can never be outdone in generosity, and he's never going to run out of oil to pour out on his people. So I just, if you're listening today, join us in that prayer that all of God's faithful in the area would be open to the power of the Holy Spirit.
That's right. And call right now in the last 6 minutes, 614-459-4820. And Kim, you have an update for us.
Yes. So we do have a couple angel updates. David from St. Patrick in Bell Fountain is given a generous donation, a generous gift to the station.
Thank you, David. Thank you very much.
Speaking of anointed.
Yes. And he's a new sustaining member.
Awesome.
And Becky and Hilliard called in. And this is in honor of her donation, her gift. Actually, let me back that up. She's a sustaining member, and she's increasing her
beautiful
monthly sustaining
Thank
membership
you so much.
Gift. And this is in honor of her mom, sister Virginia. And she's super excited about the station and sees that, you know, it's giving her a lot of gifts and, you know, witness to Christ.
Thank you, Becky.
Thank you so much, Becky. And this means a lot to us here. I am on the board here at St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, and I will tell you that it is an incredible board. It is an incredible mm-hmm. group of people, and I am so blessed to be a part of this. And your support of this station changes lives every day. We've heard three testimonies today and how it changed people's lives, and that's only the tip of the iceberg. So call right now, call 614-459-4820, and you will see a dollar for dollar match to your gift until noon today. That's 4 minutes left. So ask the Holy Spirit, do you want me to give? How much do you want me to give? Let's do it. Let's get moving. Let's hear the phones ringing. 614-459-4820.
Well, and 4 minutes left, I think you just know that this is the time. This is the time,
the time is now.
To respond. That's right.
The time is now. Don't hesitate. And you know, it's really funny sometimes because when the Holy Spirit speaks, we have a tendency to say, did I really hear that? Was that really meant for me? Yes, it's meant for you. And act on it, because that's where the obedience comes in, right? We're all of us in everything we do that God calls us to do.
It's true. And you know, and we all have different gifts. But by supporting St. Gabriel Radio, you allow those who have the gifts to share God's gospel to make that happen.
That's right. And so, sister, we want to close in a prayer.
Yes.
We want to say thank you to everyone that supported us here. And would you mind leading us in a prayer?
I would be happy. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Spirit, amen.
Amen.
Lord Jesus, we thank you for the privilege of joining you in your mission of proclaiming the gospel. In a special way, we want to thank you for all of our benefactors, for all those who have prayed and continue to pray and bless St. Gabriel Radio. Thank you for the opportunity to join you in your mission of bringing salvation to others. Lord, you are never outdone in generosity. We thank you in advance for all the ways you have blessed and graced us. In a special way, we commend all of the intentions that have been entrusted to St. Gabriel's Radio to our Mother Mary. This hour in honor of Our Lady and honor of our mothers. And we join again in gratitude as we close saying, Hail Mary, full of grace, the Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Holy Mary, Mother of God, pray for us sinners, now and at the hour of our death. Amen. All glory be to the Father, and to the Son, and to the Holy Spirit, as it was in the beginning, is now, and ever shall be, world without end. Amen.
Amen.
In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen.
So we want to say thank you to all of you who have supported the radio today. We want to say thank you for all of the donations. I want to say thank you personally for letting me live out my dream as a radio host. Mm-hmm. And please call 614-459-4820. Coming up at noon here is Catholic Answers Live. So we are ready to go. We want to say thank you. We are going to bring this message to the world. We're going to bring it to Central Ohio, and it's going to make it to Portsmouth now. And we are so appreciative of all your support and beyond as we sign off today for the Fall Spirit Drive here at St. Gabriel Radio.
This is listener-supported WVSG Columbus, Ohio. The home for St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820.
Consider those who mourn, for they shall be comforted. This strange beatitude reminds us that Jesus is challenging us with his ways to heaven on a new exodus. We're leaving behind the Egypt of this world to find the eternal paradise of heaven. When we tend to think of happiness, we tend to think of it in a self-centered way, a possession of a temporary good or passing fancy. But Jesus is calling us into eternal happiness. And actually, morality is a search for happiness, says Dominican priest Servais Pinkers. We're looking to be happy, and a lot of times we end up in dead-end roads that don't lead us to where we want to go. How can we be blessed when we mourn? In sorrow and difficulty, hardship and cross, we are called closer to Jesus. It's God's fingerprint in our heart reminding us that we're made for eternal happiness. Blessed are those who mourn, for they shall be comforted.
EWTN. Live truth. Live Catholic.
St. Gabriel Catholic Radio, AM 820, is pleased to present this encore presentation of Catholic Answers. This show is pre-recorded, please, no telephone calls at this time.
Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll free, 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to our great big Friday show here at Catholic Answers Live. And we did it again. I don't know that Darren is something special. He schedules these Fridays and they are great. Second hour, a top secret guest will be here for our game show. We'll do the Catholic Answers quiz show with a completely top secret guest who is the author of Why We're Catholic, Persuasive Pro-Life, Answering Atheism. But I am not. Do you know who that would be? No, you probably don't. But 888-318-7884 is our number here if you'd like to call this hour. This hour, we talk with speaker, writer, filmmaker extraordinaire Don Johnson, who has a brand new movie which will begin showings just next Monday. The movie is called Unprotected: A Pope, the Pill, and the Perils of Sexual Chaos. And that is exactly what we are living in. If you